I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. Do you use your inadequacies when you argue against God? Moses did. In Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 15, God commissioned Moses to return to Egypt. Moses tried to wiggle out of the job, claiming he couldn't speak well. Jeremiah did the same thing. In Jeremiah 1, verses 4 through 10, Jeremiah tries to cop out of his assignment, claiming he couldn't speak well and that he was only a child. Daniel was a displaced person in the country of his conquerors. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 17, God gave Daniel and his friends ability to learn so well they were assessed as 10 times better than any of the others. Zechariah was an older man without children. While ministering in the temple, Gabriel appeared to him, promising him a son. We all know the exchange that followed. He was too old, and his wife was no spring chicken either. Mary, our Savior's mother, was a spring chicken, unmarried at that. Gabriel promised her a son. That was at the very least awkward in her culture. Jesus' final directive to us was the Great Commission. Do you have an excuse for not fulfilling it? I have a bunch. Some were given to me. I am not relevant. I am not from here. I am too old to connect with kids. You get the idea. Personally, I have been struggling with multiple paradigm shifts that have occurred over the last few years. Some are external, like the pandemic. Others are more personal, like a business failure and selling my little farm to move closer to my church. Like Moses, I argue with God, but he's putting new words in my mouth. After all, he made man's mouth. Age isn't a limitation either. Ask young Jeremiah and old Zechariah. Education isn't a problem. Check out Daniel's success from God's blessing on him. And social status? Ask Mary about that. You see, the Great Commission keeps burning in my heart and soul as I live and move through the local villages near my church. Excuses about personal inadequacies must go. Either God will equip us to fulfill the mandate given us, or he isn't who he said he is. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4 tell us that we have been given everything we need for life and godliness. Everything. Join me as I continue to renounce my inadequacies and accept his supreme adequacy to see as many possible saved. I am Ken Geese, pastor of Valley Alliance Church in Nelliston, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day.